Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
To deal with these challenges, the Democrats present a history-making nominee for president. History-making in that he's the most liberal, most inexperienced nominee to ever run for president.
That's Republican Senator Fred Thompson characterizing what the Democrats did at their history-making convention last week in Denver. This week in St. Paul, the Republican convention got underway kind of a day late because of Gustav. It sort of inhaled the Monday opening day of the convention, but it got underway in earnest last night. President Bush spoke with a speech made by satellite. Joe Lieberman showed up. Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein is in St. Paul. And now that they've gotten underway, Andrea, how is this convention different from what you observed in Denver? The size, I guess size does matter here.
Well, the whole thing feels a whole lot smaller. And as a matter of fact, when I first walked into the Excel Center here in St. Paul, I thought, wow, this must be a much smaller stadium. Nope, same size. It's all in the setup. The folding chairs for the delegations, which are smaller, are all down on the floor. The stage is much lower, and all the marquee guests, Cindy McCain, George H.W. Bush, they're all sitting just a tiny little bit above the floor. So all in all, it creates this intimate feeling, this small feeling. Some Republicans I spoke to yesterday said, look, we're not going to compete with what we did in Denver, so we're just going to do everything lower key and make it look like that is what we're meaning to do.
Well, it's not exactly a lounge act the Republicans are putting together, but what do they have to do at this pageant this week? What's their mission?
A lounge act?
Well, they have John.
Lounge act, yeah, Republican lounge act in St. Paul.
They have a number of jobs, and of course they have to do it all in three nights rather than four because they didn't have their first night.
Right.
So last night was all about John McCain's biography and vouching for his war service and his service as a senator to the country. And remember, we were talking in Denver about the elaborate signs they had. I think Joe Biden had four different placards during his speech. Well, last night there was one, and on one side it said country first, and on the other side it said service, and that was it. That was the message that they were trying to send. And
so stay on message. They have to fire up the base. They need to sort of speak also to the American people broadly. Who was the man for the job last night?
Well, after President Bush said his thing, which he said by videotape, sort of emphasizing the gap between them two, or by satellite hookup, I should say, he sort of did a reprise of his 2004, we need the Republican Party to keep America safe after 9/11. Out comes Fred Thompson giving the speech of his life, a far more convincing speech than he ever gave on his own behalf when he was running for president, sort of marshaling his full actor resources. And the first thing he does is talk right back to all of the talk about Sarah Palin and her qualifications and whether she was vetted, and this is what he said.
Some Washington pundits and media big shots are in a frenzy over the selection of a woman who has actually governed rather than just talked a good game on the Sunday talk shows and hit the Washington cocktail circuit.
So which are you, a Washington pundit or a media big shot, Andrea?
Well, apparently I am no friend to John McCain. Thompson went out of his way to talk about the Democrats and their media friends, and that confused me a little bit because I thought that John McCain was supposed to be the darling of the media, but
right.
Apparently not, according to Fred Thompson. And, then he launches into this big speech in these stentorian tones and sort of milking for the drama and telling in really vivid detail the story of John McCain's being captured and being held in Vietnam, including all the physical details. Here's a little bit of what that was like.
Boarded up cell windows blocking any breath of fresh air. The oppressive heat causing balls the size of baseballs under his arms.
He's not describing the Excel Center, right?
No, he's talking about what it was like and really sort of trying to make people feel that. I mean, that was one of his jobs. He had many. I mean, his jobs were to bounce the base.
Just for people who don't know that John McCain was a POW, he's describing his experience in Hanoi, right?
He is. He's describing his capture, and he talked about how John McCain, as Thompson describes it, for propaganda purposes, was offered the opportunity to leave earlier than some of his fellow prisoners who had been in there longer, and how McCain said no and went back and faced the torture. The idea was that this is a man that would do anything for his country. So Fred Thompson, after hitting back on Sarah Palin and sort of really vouching for John McCain and his history, the next job is to go after Barack Obama. He does a very interesting pivot after his whole McCain bio thing to the Obama thing. Listen to how he does it.
It's pretty clear there are two questions that we'll never have to ask ourselves. Who is this man? And can we trust this man with the presidency?
And down on the floor where I was, the crowd just leapt up to its feet and starts yelling, "Yes, we can," for about 2 minutes. Of course, that's the Obama refrain. I mean, they were just so delighted to hear that. And then for good measure, Thompson throws in what turns out to be on the floor. And remember, this is the Republican base that we are speaking to, the biggest applause line of the night.
We need a president who doesn't think that the protection of the unborn or a newly born baby is above his pay grade.
Now, what does that specifically refer to, Andrea? It refers to McCain and Obama's appearance before representatives of that base, right?
That's right. That was a forum at Saddleback before an evangelical church group. And Obama, when asked when he thought life begins, said, "That's above my pay grade." That was went over like a lead balloon, as you can imagine, with people who feel that they are very strongly pro-life.
All right. So here in this hall, this relatively intimate hall filled with the stalwart Republican base faithful, I gather no Democrats were allowed in, right?
Nope. One, or at least a former Democrat, Joe Lieberman, a very good friend of John McCain, took the stage. And the last time, he may have spoken in Boston in 2004, but if he did, he didn't make much of an impression on me. Last time I remember him speaking was when he was himself playing this sort of Fred Thompson role of throwing out the red meat about the other party, but this is when he was running for vice president. I mean, here's a man who was Al Gore's running mate coming right out to speak to the Republican base, and he was there for a very specific purpose. He was there to make the point that, you know, I am somebody who called myself a Democrat for many years. I hold all these values, but I can vote for John McCain, and if I can make this choice, so can you. And here's a little bit of how he did that.
Both of the presidential candidates this year have talked about changing the culture of Washington, about breaking through the partisan gridlock and the special interests that are poisoning our politics. But, my friends, only one of them has actually done it.
It's interesting, your characterization there, that the independent status of Lieberman, you say, is pointing out the path for maybe people who are skeptical of John McCain to vote for him, even though he doesn't agree with everything, perhaps, that they agree with.
This crowd felt very good that Lieberman came.
Huh.
But they didn't particularly love what he said. I mean, he at one point was praising Bill Clinton. This was an answer to what Bill Clinton said last week about, they said I was inexperienced too. So Joe Lieberman was trying to make the case, I knew Bill Clinton and Barack Obama is no Bill Clinton. But listen to what he says about immigration. I'm not sure this was the most popular thing to say before this crowd.
If John McCain was another go-along partisan politician, he never would have led the fight to fix our broken immigration system or actually do something about global warming. But he did. As a matter of fact, friends, if John McCain is just another partisan Republican, then I'm Michael Moore's favorite Democrat.
Clearly, that was a reaction to Michael Moore as much as it was Joe Lieberman.
Yes, clearly. And then he goes on to say, you may not agree with John McCain, but you can always count on him for straight talk. And that is, in fact, the sort of central argument. He turns to the TV screens and he says, I'm speaking right to the people who are watching, not necessarily the people in this hall tonight.
Well, it'll be interesting to compare the ratings. There will be a highly anticipated speech tonight at the convention. Explain what Sarah Palin has to do tonight.
Well, she has had no public appearances since she arrived in St. Paul Sunday night, except for one photo op with Laura Bush and Cindy McCain. She has been preparing the speech, and I think that it is no underestimation to say that this is the speech of her life. I mean, who was watching TV noon on the Friday before Labor Day weekend? Well, we were, but not too many other people were. So this is really her introduction to America, and she has to sort of prove that she is up to the job, as well as do all the normal things that a vice presidential candidate does, which is, you know, rile up the crowd and tear down the presidential nominee of the other party and increase their comfort factor. So
she's the headline tonight.
Inside and out are on her.
Absolutely. Andrea Bernstein, Takeaway Political Director, all week live for us in St. Paul. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.